On Thursday, February 22nd, the Zoning Board of the City of Santa Cruz postponed a vote on a controversial use permit to install a Sprint PCS wireless communications facility on the roof of a hotel in the Beach Flats, a densely populated neighborhood of mostly low-income Latin Americans. Concerned about the effects of potentially harmful electromagnetic radiation, a half-dozen residents turned out to address the board.
Headaches, eye discomfort, facial redness, ringing or high-pitched sounds, fatigue, dizziness, sleep disturbances, irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, nausea, pain in the joints, difficulty in concentrating, memory difficulties, immune system abnormalities, asthma, allergies, etc. The culprit, a cellular communications tower.
To date, there is no conclusive scientific study on the effects of cell phone antennas. The firm of Hammett and Edison, consulting engineers retained on behalf of Sprint, issued a statement recommending the application be approved. Shoshone Smith is a resident of the neighborhood and is somewhat skeptical of the study.
They don't know if it's safe. They're assuming it's safe. They're going by some studies that support that idea that maybe it's safe. But like I say, there's a gray area. And they know there's a gray area, so they have to word it that way.
Mike Ferry is a planning consultant for the city of Santa Cruz. While he supports the plan for the antenna, he says the city's hands are tied because of the Telecommunications Act of 1996.
As long as they're operating within the guidelines of the FCC, that we can't regulate these for health purposes.
While a number of these antennas already exist in the city, none are located in such a dense residential neighborhood. In the meantime, members of the Zoning Board want more information and will reconvene on Thursday, March 8th, to bring this issue to a vote.